Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now for some more of that, you can follow him online at BenFennell_NFL. He is Ben Fennell, and he joins us on the Wendy's Big Show. Ben, big game last night, but the creativity and the execution on the offensive side of the ball left some a little disappointed.
Yeah, you know, firing through the tape, I was looking for any sign and semblance of some new life and some new blood on the offense, but it was kind of business as usual with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. He was still looking to extend the play, try to break the pocket, look for that big play down the field. He ended up hitting one or two. The big one of Valdez-Scantling was one of the bigger plays of the game that set up the touchdown for the offense. But I liked the commitment to the run in the second half, only 6 rushing attempts in the first half, 16 in the second half. So having that lead and trying to rely on the running game in the second half, I appreciated, but we didn't see a whole lot of creativity in those wrinkles we were expecting from LaFleur.
All right, so let's talk about some of the things that maybe stood out to some people watching this game, namely that first quarter where the Packers' offensive line seemingly struggled to get themselves going.
Well, you know, the Bears' defense and their front seven is one of the best in the NFL. That's a premier unit, Akeem Hicks and Leonard Floyd and Khalil Mack and Roquan Smith. That front seven's as good as any front seven as they're going to see, and the liability on the Packers' offensive line are those guard positions. We saw Lane Taylor kind of get trucked on a bull rush. We saw Billy Turner struggle against Khalil Mack one-on-one, as most NFL offensive linemen struggle with Khalil Mack one-on-one. I put that more on the game planning and not putting those players in positions where they have to block those premier players one-on-one, but I felt like they took their licks in the first half there, kind of settled down in the second half. But not to be caught in all the wash there was the return of Brian Bulaga, who I thought played pretty well at right tackle.
You're right, and Brian Bulaga was one of the reasons why they were able to keep that at somewhat bay. But also Leonard Floyd and the improvement that you saw on the defensive side for the Bears. You mentioned Roquan Smith, too. Just the speed that that unit can play at. I mean, it was obvious to why the run game wasn't working last night, and Aaron Jones just, you know, an average of 3 yards a carry, under 40 yards on 13 attempts.
You know, it's funny watching the tape the next day, and you're trying to assess and figure out, was this a good defensive performance by the Bears, or did the Packers' offense really struggle? And I kind of lean with the previous on that. I give the Bears a lot of credit. I think they're one of the better defenses in the league. They proved it last year. They have some moving parts this year, obviously losing their nickel and losing their safety, Adrian Amos, to the Packers, and a couple moving parts, but I expect that to be one of the top 5 defenses in the NFL and to give most offenses trouble like they did last night.
Hey, Ben, what's your thoughts on, though, then about why the offense struggles so much? I mean, sometimes it just felt like, well, of course they were out of sync, but they just didn't know what they were doing.
Yeah, there looked like some confusion, and you need that cohesion, especially on the offensive line in the run game. When you have some movement on the defensive line and you run that zone scheme, everyone's got to be in sync with all their assignments, their adjustments, their post-snap adjustments when guys are slanting and moving after the snap, and they miss some assignments in the run game. But I think that's going to click, and they'll develop the cohesion as they start playing with each other. But like I had said, the Bears' defense is a pretty good unit right there. I was just upset that the Packers' offense didn't have any easy yards. It's always pulling teeth to get down the field. It's always pulling teeth to get a first down. It seems like that's been the theme and the reputation over the last 3 and 4 years with this Green Bay offense. It's always so hard to move the ball down the field, and I just want to see some more guys schemed open, move the pocket, and find some easier yards for this offense that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to extend the play or convert some sort of third and long to keep a drive going. I just want to see some easier yards. And when I look around the NFL, I see easy yards. I see plays where guys are schemed open. Offense doesn't have to be so hard.
Talking X's and O's about the Packers' 10-3 win with Ben Fennell here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Ben, one of the things I looked at with this defense, I thought it was notable, was the fact that Mike Pettit is now on the sideline instead of in the press box. A lot of his coaching techniques and the way he wants to get his point across, I think it's more warranted for a guy to say, you know, pick up a phone and say, okay, I want you to do this, this, and this. Well, not now he could just tell him and show him. And he could actually interact with his staff to get these guys intensified.
Well, I think it's great to be a little bit more hands-on, but the major aspect of being up in the booth was to take that kind of aerial view and to look at the chess match from afar. But in 2019 NFL sidelines, you have the iPads, you have the all 22 shots right away. You pretty much have the same views and information as you would up in the booth. So now it just puts him in a closer proximity to his players to have adjustments, to be face to face for those conversations on the bench to really get your point across. And so I think just having that more intimate atmosphere on the sideline is going to help the whole defense kind of click and be on the same page.
You know, what's your take on the offensive line? I mean, is it they just face a formidable defense, or can they play better than they played last night?
Well, I think they can play better, and they're going to look at the tape and figure out what they can do better and make sure, you know, that their communication and that their rhythm and flow on the offensive line is clicking. And that's going to take some time, especially with the zone-heavy offensive line and making sure you understand your different leverages and passing guys off and when to reach and when to climb up to the second level. I thought the run game had some different kind of elements last night. They had some really quick-hitting front-side runs, which you never really see in Green Bay. Aaron Jones tried to squeak out the front side of runs with a very aggressive mentality. You don't see that a whole lot. Usually they try to flow really slow on the front side and hit that cutback lane. But I think the offensive line will start to gel and get better. But I give a lot of credit to the Bears' defensive line. Listen, Akeem Hicks, that guy's a dude.
Yeah,
and
he's a big dude.
There aren't so many Akeem Hicks walking around in the NFL. That guy is an absolute monster. He's every bit of 330, 340, and one of the strongest pound-for-pound players in the league. And there's not many guys that are slowing down an Akeem Hicks style of player. And then you mix in the athleticism of a Leonard Floyd and a Khalil Mack. They fly around on that defense. They're going to be one of the better units all year.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to flip to our defense now. Was it more about the Chicago Bears, or was it more about our defense and what we
did? Now, on this side of the ball, I give a lot more credit to the Packers defense. These guys are flying around. They got the speed on the field all night. They had 51 snaps out of 73 where they played more than six defensive backs on the field. So that's either dime or dollar personnel. You want to get the speed, get those safeties on the field. And the interesting thing was they didn't play any base defense. They don't have the linebackers to play base defense. So their base personnel is actually a 3-3-5 front, which is kind of interesting. So that meant Raven Green was coming down and being that dime linebacker for the unit. And he played a lot last night. I thought he played really well. He was tough. You saw that number 24 in the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. He played 56 snaps. I thought he was one of the major contributors in the middle of the defense, where he was an undersized guy in that second level, and he had to stick his nose in the run game, turn and run on some tight ends, find some crossers. I was just very impressed with the safety group collectively. Raven Green, rookie Darnell Savage, played every snap last night. Adrian Amos, free agent addition, Chicago returning against his old team, played every snap last night. Was very impressed with the safety group.
Let's talk a little bit more about these guys that they just brought in. And you were talking about the safety group, obviously. I'm just watching people throwing out tape online of some of the stuff he does. I'm there on the field last night. For a rookie, he was really impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's going to be in that nucleus, middle of the defense all season long. And when it's all said and done, he might have a couple picks, might have a couple forced fumbles, might have a couple sacks and TFLs working into the pressure scheme, as Mike Pettine's not afraid to get those smaller defensive backs worked into his pressure scheme because they're some of the more faster, explosive players on the field. Darnell Savage is a playmaker, but I expect him to be a normal rookie this year. I think he's going to make some plays, and he's going to have some lumps too. The NFL game's fast, and those safeties are always attacked on a week-to-week basis with misdirection and double moves and trying to manipulate his eye discipline. He's a rookie. He's going to make some plays because he's an impressive athlete, an explosive player, but I think he's just still going to have some lumps here and there. But I like what he put together on week one. I thought it was a great performance, and seeing that he played every snap last night, I think that's just telling you the confidence Mike Pettine has in him and how big of a role he's going to play on this team, conversely to the other first-round pick, Rashawn Gary, who only played six snaps last night. So I think the impact and contribution of Darnell Savage is really going to be felt on this defense this year.
He is a must-follow on Twitter, at BenFennel_NFL. Follow him on Twitter. You'll love everything that he does. Real quick, a guy that is becoming very popular around here, and I love him myself, is Jaire Alexander at quarterback. Obviously, having King on the other side, finally healthy, does help, but I can't say enough how much I'm impressed with that kid.
Yeah, he's feisty, and I think the sky is just the limit for this kid, and I think his trajectory is really turning into that Pro Bowl corner and potentially an all-pro cornerback. I think he plays very confident out there. He's a guy you can trust on an island and maybe rotate safeties away from his side of the field, and when you have a corner like that that you can trust with man-to-man responsibilities and that he doesn't need help over the top, the flexibility that gives your entire defense is really can't be quantified. And when you have a shutdown corner like that that you can rely upon already in his second year, I think it's only his 17th game he's ever played. So it's very impressive what Jaire has done. It's great to see Kevin King healthy on the other side. The interesting thing is once you get behind them, Josh Jackson only played 3 snaps last night. So it's interesting to see what they think of him and his development and where he's going to contribute this year.
Ben, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, 2:48 during the football season. Ben Fennel will talk Packers football with you. And once again, follow him on Twitter at BenFennel_NFL for the latest film breakdown that he does every single week of the Green Bay Packers season. Looking forward to it, Ben. Thanks.
Always a pleasure, guys. Football's back, baby.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.